Hello, everybody. Today's podcast is entitled Have Your Own Mind. Have your own mind. Not everything that you see on television is true. Not everything you read in a newspaper is true. Not everything that somebody tells you is true. And I don't care who it is. If it's the prime minister, it's the president of the United States, or any other politician, first of all, you shouldn't ever trust any politician or put any of your trust in any politician, because they have a job and they all come on the job with their own agenda that we're not aware of. And sure, they'll come and be like, okay, you know what, you know, we want to help out black people, we not want to help out the Hispanics, we want to get more jobs up and running, because that's what all presidents, prime ministers, mayors, and all these other politicians say, to make you feel more comfortable about electing them or re-electing them. But have your own mind, please. There's this thing going on right now. Everyone's aware of it. The so-called pandemic, right? And we're just going to talk this talk. We're going to keep it real, right? So there's this pandemic thing called coronavirus. It started wreaking havoc, they say, in North America, say, last year, around even this time, it was, we had talks about it, little small cases here and there, but it was mostly happening in China, right? And I remember they had everybody so scared. Nobody wanted to leave their houses. Nobody wanted to be in an elevator with anybody. Nobody wanted to leave without a mask or leave without sanitizing their hand every 5 seconds. You know, and all this type of stuff. There was so much fear and built up aggression inside of everybody. And here we are a year later, and it's the same thing. Same thing's going on. And you know, it's sad. It's sad because there's a lot of people like myself who would like to get back to their lives. You know, I'd love to get back to my lives, to my life. There's people out there who lost their businesses. There's people out there who are going to severe depression. They don't know what to do with themselves right now. They're locked up in the house. And right now, everybody's locked up in the house. And, you know, they're saying, don't go out. Don't go out. Don't go out. But listen to this. The survival rate for this virus is 99.9%. And they're trying to push everybody to get a vaccine over something that has such a high recovery rate. If you do the math and the calculations, go on to Google, very trusted source. You go on to Google, or even if you go on to CNN and you watch CNN, you know, even if they're lying, it's not a good lie, because listen to this. The recovery rate is still so much higher than the deaths. There's probably 1 million deaths throughout the whole world when it comes to this whole pandemic thing, right? Throughout the whole world, 1 million deaths. In some places, that's just a small city. That's a city like that doesn't even touch New York City, right? So why do we all need to be vaccinated? Why? I want you guys to think, why do we all have to be vaccinated for? We already have the precautions set in place. 6 feet distance, you know, one or two people allowed in the elevator, right? Wash hands frequently. I would hope that you've been washing your hands frequently for a very long time, right? Wearing the mask, okay. But now you want to say that if you don't have a vaccine, that your life is going to be limited and you have to have a vaccine card and all this stuff. Nah, that goes too far now. You know, that's control now. You know, and I want people to really open up their minds and realize that this is not about coronavirus. This is not about no freaking virus. And now they're saying that there's another virus out there now, right? In the United Kingdom. And it's just a matter of time that you hear it's everywhere else, you know, and that you're going to find that, oh, there's one case of the new coronavirus in Alberta, a new case of the coronavirus here, a new you know what I mean? And then what's going to start happening is that they're going to start banning flights from everywhere, and everybody's just going to have to stay in their little whereabouts because, what is it, fear. So please, I'd love everybody to wake up and really just smell the grass and see what's going on, because this is not good. This is not cool. You know, a lot of people are losing their lives. A lot of people are losing their minds. So please, let's come together and really fight what's going on. You know, the vaccine is not something that you want to take. I'm not a doctor, but I know it's something that you do not want to take. This thing messes up your DNA. This thing, you know, you can do your research. I'm not going to speak too much on that because I'm not a doctor, but you can do your research on it. And let me know what you guys think about this podcast down below. If you have any questions or concerns or anything, this voice it below in the comment section, and feel free to like and share, you know. And I hope you guys have an amazing day, an amazing rest of the year too. I know this was a rough year for many of us. It's a year that we definitely would not want to repeat and be a part of again, but let's continue to stay optimistic and still grind, even though times are hard, right? Change is coming. And if you haven't got your copy of my book, Change is Coming, you could do so now on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. Also, there's my second book called 55 Quotes to Greatness. And that's just a motivational, inspirational book to help you get through your days, tough times like these. So get your copy now on Amazon.com. Set your mind free. Peace.